Well, you can add veterinarians to the list of professions reaching a workload breaking point. And some say they're working longer and longer days just to fit in more and more of their animal patients. Michelle Martins is Council Vice President for the College of Veterinarians in BC. That's the regulatory body for the industry in this province. And she says there's a shortage of vets that probably isn't going to be solved anytime soon.
The college's mandate is to provide and regulate professionals to make sure that they're competent and ethical to carry out the practice of veterinary medicine. And that cohort of veterinarians providing those services is getting smaller. And I think there's enough information out there now that lets us know we're short 100 veterinarians a year for the next 5 years. And we're only graduating 20 veterinarians from the Western College of Veterinary Medicine.
Yeah, that's Michelle Martins, who says the College of Veterinarians is very concerned about the mental health impact all of this is having on vets in BC. Well, Marco Venus is a veterinarian with 33 years experience, and we have reached him by phone in Kelowna this morning. Good morning to you, Marco.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thanks for taking the time with us. You've been doing this for a long time. What does a typical day look like for you these days?
A typical day would be that, you know, I'm in the clinic at 8:30 in the morning. Then, you know, we kind of hit the ground running. I work usually, if I'm lucky, I'm home by about 6:30, 7 o'clock. And if I have a good day, I might have about a half hour for lunch. And usually during that lunch break, you know, I'm still following up on phone calls, prescription refills, filling out records, sending emails to referring clinics, those kind of things.
And how many animal patients are you dealing with in a day?
It varies a little bit, but you know, we think the average veterinarian probably will see, you know, 20 to 40 cases a day.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot. And have you seen that workload increase?
Yes. Yeah, for sure. And this is something that started already way before COVID. But yes, you know, workload has increased for all veterinarians. And the biggest problem is, as you already mentioned, there's just not enough of us and the problem's getting worse.
And when you say this started long before COVID, any idea why? I mean, why you're seeing that increase in volume?
Well, it's two things, right? It's an increase in volume, but it's also a decrease in the amount of veterinarians, number of veterinarians, you know, able to provide those services. And there's several reasons. You know, the increase in services is simply because veterinarians are doing more than they used to. We have, you know, more technology. We can do more things. Mm-hmm. Clients also expect us to do more for their pets. So there is an increased demand. The government has offloaded, you know, some extra services, especially for the large animal veterinarians that
right.
they also need to deal with. And we just don't have enough veterinarians. There's more veterinarians leaving the profession at this moment than that are entering the profession. You already mentioned that, you know, we're short about 100 veterinarians each year for the next 5 years.
Wow. And so you say this increase started before the pandemic. Did the pandemic itself, when the pandemic began, did you see anything change?
Yeah, it made it worse because, of course, everybody has been talking about, you know, the pandemic pets, and we do see that, you know, a lot of people want to get a pet, you know, now got a pet because they're home and they feel that they could spend more time with those pets. So we see more pets, but also the whole COVID thing has affected veterinary clinics as well. You know, we need to take measures to keep our staff and our clients safe, the social distancing, disinfecting exam rooms. And it simply means that, you know, it has slowed us down a little bit. Plus, you know, like everybody else, you know, we are also affected sometimes by staff that needs to quarantine because there has been exposure
right.
at the kids' school. You know, in my clinic, we've been lucky that we haven't had any COVID outbreaks among the staff itself. But I have heard of other clinics where, you know, they have a COVID outbreak among the staff themselves. And, you know, then they have to close. And then they're closed for, you know, a week, 14 days.
Wow.
And, yeah.
And then you've got to deal with that backlog when you reopen.
Yeah, or, you know, the other clinics in the area have to pick up that workload, and that means that they have to work harder.
And when you talk about pandemic pets, or we've been calling them pandemic puppies around here because it seems to be with the pet most people end up with, are we talking about people who maybe don't have a lot of experience with pets, first-time, you know, first-time dog owners?
Yeah, a lot of them are first-time dog owners, or, you know, they may have had, you know, a dog in the past, but were so busy with work and far away from home that they couldn't get one. But yeah, we spend a lot of time educating clients about, you know, what they can do with their new family member and how to treat that family member properly.
Mm. Now, you heard the clip in the intro from the College of Veterinarians of BC, and they said the one thing that could help is for the provincial government to provide funding to add 20 seats to the existing 20 seats that are currently available for BC residents at the Western College of Veterinary Medicine. How helpful or how far would that go toward closing the gap?
Well, you know, like we said, we need 100 a year, so an additional 20 helps. It may not be enough to, you know, close the gap, as you say, but at least it's a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. And so how many more veterinarians would we need?
Well, I think at this moment, you know, the profession could use about 150 to 200 veterinarians in BC right now. And to give you an idea, there are about 1,800 veterinarians, 1,800 of us now in private practice.
Mm.
There's more veterinarians that are also, you know, doing other very important tasks. You know, they work for the Canadian Food Inspection Agency that, you know, keeps the food that reaches our tables safe. You have veterinarians, you know, working for various branches of the government, industry, medical research. But just in private practice in BC, we have 1,800. And again, we could easily use another 150, 200 to join us.
Wow. And how many patients do you have to turn away? How many new patients do you have to turn down on a daily or on a weekly basis?
Unfortunately, my clinic, what happens is in the morning, we always have a morning meeting where, you know, we gather together with the whole staff, so everybody knows what's going to come in that day, you know, what those patients need, and we just basically divide up staff and resources. And nowadays, it's not uncommon that we start by informing everybody that we have a completely full slate, that we just can't accommodate more. Usually we try to keep one or two slots open for really dire emergencies that can't wait, but often those slots are also already filled. So if any emergencies are coming in that day, we either need to bump clients that already made an appointment to accommodate those emergencies, or, you know, we have to transfer those patients over to the local emergency clinic. But the local emergency clinic has the same problem. They already let us know a while ago that they can only provide emergency services. They also used to have a general daily practice where they would just see regular patients, but, you know, with the pandemic, they were so short-staffed that they couldn't do it anymore, which, of course, increased the workload for all the other clinics in the area because they had to see those cases.
And so here you are working 10 hours plus days and on the phone while you're eating your lunch. I mean, part of the reason that people become vets is to help animals. How are you feeling about that part of the job right now?
I still love doing it. It's just, I don't think for a lot of people, you know, it's healthy, right? You know, especially, you know, I see a lot of the younger veterinarians really struggle. I mean, they come out of vet school. Nowadays, you know, 90% of them are female. When they graduate, they're at that age where they often also want to start a family. So they have to kind of juggle all those responsibilities. You know, they have a huge student debt, so they do need to work. They want to start a family. The job is very demanding. It can be emotionally very stressful, and as a consequence, you know, we see a lot of mental health issues, especially, you know, the younger generation. We see a frightening high suicide rate, which, of course, is a big problem for our industry.
Oh, my gosh. Marco, we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today, knowing exactly how busy you are. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Stephen. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to speak out.
All right, you take care of yourself. Bye-bye now.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.